You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in the studio this morning with a special guest to talk about the NMU Orchestra and a special concert that's put on for children. We're welcoming Dr. Barbara Reinier. Good morning.
Good morning. It's really nice to be here today.
Yeah, it's good to have you in the studio today to talk a little bit about what's happening in the middle of this very cold week and in the midst of this winter time where we were just talking a little while ago about how it's easy to get a little stir crazy or maybe cabin fever, and it's good to have some events to get out of the house and warm the soul and hear some really fabulous music. So can you tell us what's happening on Wednesday evening at the Reynolds Recital Hall?
I can. Every February at the last week, we love to put on a children's concert. It's very unique. The NMU Orchestra plays a bunch of different tunes that kids are going to enjoy, like film score music. We put on demonstrations of instruments and the different sections of the orchestra. We keep things, you know, moving at kind of a fast pace so kids will, you know, not fidget too much in their seats. But I also like to keep the atmosphere very relaxed so, you know, kids can get up if they need to use the restroom, or if they feel they need to move or dance, they can do that. So it's a very relaxed atmosphere, and it's free and open to the public. It's only about, I would say it's about 45 minutes in length, so just the perfect time span, I think, for like at elementary aged or even older. In fact, you know, if you come as an adult, you're going to enjoy the program just as much as a kid, I do believe.
Right. So it's going to be an opportunity for music fans of all ages to take part in hearing some really big sounds that they wouldn't be able to hear otherwise, and especially in a live setting like this. Plus, you said they'll also get to learn a little bit about the instrumentation and the voicings and things like that?
That's right. Some of the music that we play really highlights the brass and the percussion, but it also highlights the strings and the woodwinds. And what's really fun is the film score music that we play has tons of percussion instruments, and it just makes for a really exciting program. For instance, we're going to be performing Also Sprach Zarathustra, which is really hard to say, by Richard Strauss. Mm-hmm. And it has a famous trumpet part and also a timpani part, which is exciting mm-hmm. to hear. We're also playing a little bit from The Two Towers from The Lord of the Rings. We're also playing music from Gladiator and Chronicles of Narnia and also Pirates of the Caribbean. So all things I think, you know, kids are familiar with and mm-hmm. will have fun listening to.
Yeah, those big sounds that whether they know the name or the movie that it came from, they'll like, oh, I know that tune. So
yes.
They'll get really excited about
yes.
it. And in that opportunity for a concert like this, you said that there's some opportunities to get up and move within reason to kind of allow children to be children.
Absolutely. It's okay, you know, if your kid gets up and needs to run down the aisle and back, you know, there should be no shushing or, you know, don't do that. Of course, we don't want people, you know, throwing spit wads and getting into fights, you know, but
right.
a little bit of movement obviously is okay.
Yes, yes. And that's the understanding that will really help children to really maybe embody that music too. Because I know my son, when he hears a song that he really likes, he's got to move to it. He's got to kind of make that physicality a part of it too. So that's good that that's an opportunity for children to take that music in the way that I think that they would probably best take it all in, essentially. So
right.
when is this concert? And you said it's free and open to the public?
This concert is taking place tomorrow night, Wednesday, February 27th at 6 o'clock, and it is free and open to the public, and it will be in the Reynolds Recital Hall.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the concert?
I just think if you've never been to an orchestra concert before, this would be a really good first experience, because I think a lot of people tend to stereotype orchestra music as very, you know, low-key and maybe, you know, not very interesting, and that is definitely not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll be surprised if you come to this concert.
Plus, we'll also have NMU musicians that have been working really hard to put this concert on, too, so it's good to support those students, too.
The plan was to work very hard, but with the snow days, I would say we've had about half of the rehearsals that we intended to have. So it'll be very fun tomorrow, I should say.
Absolutely. Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Barbara Reinier talking about the NMU Orchestra's children's concert happening Wednesday evening, February 27th at 6 p.m. in the Reynolds Recital Hall, a program that's about 45 minutes long. Thank you so much, Barb, for taking the time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.